Open borders, Val Demings says Marco Rubio living in fantasy land after he alleges 5 million have crossed border. By Hannah Blow on October 18, 2022. Representative Val Demings, DFL, said Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, is living in a fantasy land after the senator alleged during Tuesday night's debate that 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since President Biden took office. Congresswoman Demings says that what's happening at the border is nothing unusual, Rubio said. We have 5,000 people a day crossing the border. You know how many people have entered our country illegally since Joe Biden took over as president? 5 million, Rubio said, noting that 2 million have come into the country in the last 12 months, 80 of whom are on the terror watch list. There's no country in the world that can tolerate or permit or afford 5,000 people a day arriving at your border saying the magic words and getting asylum. And she says it's not a problem, Rubio said of Demings. Demings, who supports open borders policies, bizarrely attempted to appeal to her time serving in law enforcement as a defense of Democrat policies, which are feeding the immigration crisis. We are a nation of laws. I've enforced them for 27 years, despite what the senator wants you to believe. He's living in fantasy land, she said after Rubio detailed how many border crossers have entered the U.S. under Biden's leadership. I've enforced them. Demings proceeded by asserting that men and women at the border need more resources. But let's also hire more processes so that we can separate those who need to be arrested from those who are seeking asylum, she said, repeating the claim that we're a nation of laws and calling for more boots on the ground, more technology, more processors. Let's secure our border. The senator likes to talk about open borders. It's almost an insult to the men and women who are there securing the border, she added, prompting Rubio to remind the audience that Demings opposed the border wall and supported this thing called the People's Budget, which includes funding for sanctuary cities. He also explained that Demings wants more processors so we can get them through faster so we can push people through.